Current News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says 160 people or so are still missing and, of course, feared dead in the aftermath of that tragic flooding over the weekend in the Texas Hill Country, and the search continues for more of them. Here's correspondent Haya Panjawi with an update.
At a news conference Tuesday, Lieutenant Colonel Ben Baker says his team is making sure first responders and officers have the support they need as they continue their search.
We process it the best we can. We have professionals in place, our crisis intervention team.
Officials are also trying to address concerns raised about alert systems and why more preparations weren't made ahead of the flooding. Kerr County Sheriff Larry Letha on Wednesday.
I believe those questions need to be answered to the family of the missed loved ones, to the public, you know, to the people that put me in this office.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
Several states away, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin told reporters he's grateful and emotional after his own wife, along with some family members and friends, were stranded and later rescued from those same flash flood waters.
These people are family to us, deep relationships, and therefore what happened in the wee hours of the morning on Friday has been devastating.
Those comments courtesy of WBBT in Richmond. Senate Democrats threatening a government shutdown.
As lawmakers begin crafting their 12 annual appropriation bills to fund the federal government in fiscal year 2026, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has implied that his party will refuse to cooperate in the process if Republicans revoke billions in funding from previous years. The Senate is set to vote on a rescissions package that narrowly passed the House in June. Republicans only need a majority vote for the legislation to pass the upper chamber. But Schumer warned GOP lawmakers in a Tuesday letter that passing the rescissions package will have grave implications, such as Democrats blocking any government funding deal and risking a government shutdown. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
This is SRN News. When it comes to the transgender question, a voice of reason speaking out loud and clear at the United Nations.
Women's rights advisor Reem Al-Salem of Jordan is calling on the world body to define gender strictly by biology in an effort to protect women and girls. Al-Salem says, quote, "I never thought the day would come when the mandate would deem it necessary to prepare a report affirming that the words women and girls refer to distinct biological and legal categories. You cannot protect what you cannot define." She accuses the UN of trying to erase women. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The IRS says pastors who endorse political candidates during services should not risk losing their tax-exempt status. That challenges the Johnson Amendment. That was a 1954 rule that bars tax-exempt groups, including churches, from political endorsements. The IRS and a Christian media group are leading the charge in asking a Texas court to stop enforcing it. This is SRN News. Big news in the big tech sector today. The chipmaker NVIDIA has surpassed $4 trillion in market valuation, the first company ever to do so. In the housing market, a report cites an increase in small investors amid a decline of prospective homebuyers.
Real estate investors snapped up 27% of U.S. homes sold in the first quarter of 2025, the largest share in 5 years. That's according to a new report from the realty data platform Batch Data. The company says the rise reflects a slowing home market, with traditional home buyers discouraged by elevated home prices and mortgage rates. As properties take longer to sell, investors with cash and financing advantages are stepping in. Roughly 20% of single-family homes in the U.S. are owned by investors, and 85% of those belong to mom-and-pop operations. I'm Jennifer King.
Things moving on Wall Street. The Dow up 195 points. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.